test. It's written. If you'll notice, it starts Eichat Divarti Mirashosai Shlichu. It starts with an Aleph and then goes to Tav. That's Atbash. If you'll notice, all the way through, it's Aleph and Tav. Then it'll be Beis and Shin. And when you finally get two pages, and the Chof and the Lamed meet, then it switches the order and it continues in Atbash. And some explain that it's already from the beginning being Merames. You're taking the beginning and then you're going with the end. Take the end and you go with the beginning. When you go through the kinnah, you'll notice that that's what Rabbi Elazar HaKalil actually is coming to tell you. You had something so wonderful, an opportunity, and you chose to do something else instead. And the theme throughout the kinnah is that it's all my fault. That your actions, that's what made the difference. Person wins the lottery. So the first thing you had to do, obviously, was buy the ticket. Didn't buy the ticket, so you can't win. Then you have to check the ticket. So you check the ticket and you won. But you still don't have any money. You have to cash the ticket in. Can you imagine the person who bought the ticket, checked the ticket? It's all there waiting for him. And he decides to use it to light the coal of his hookah. To roll his own cigarette with the lotto ticket. You had millions. And you lit it on fire. Eichat Tifarti Mirashosai Shlichu. Tiferes, the glory of Hashem. So it's the beginning of Perek Beis and Eicha. It's referring to those psukim, and it means Klal Yisrael, the glory. There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy. The Baal HaTorah explains the pasuk as follows. It says Hashem is going to put Klal Yisrael as the Elyon. The shame, the Tehillah, the shame with Sifaris. This is the pasuk. The Baal HaTorah makes a drasha. And he says, what's Tiferes? He says, the Tehillah, the shame with Sifaris. The Tehillah, if you praise Lashem, when Klal Yisrael praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tehillah Lashem, for you, Klal Yisrael, it's a Tiferes. And he brings the Chazal that says as follows. When we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we create a crown, a Tiferes, we create a crown on Hashem's head. That crown is taken off of the head of Hashem. Hashem takes it off and gives it to Kol Tzadik B'Tzadik that created that crown. When a person serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person's davens, he has a tiferes that he creates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which really is for himself. Eicha tifarti me'roshoisai, you took it off of the head of Hashem, the crown that Klal Yisrael had created was on the head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did you do because of your ma'isim? You took the crown and you threw it to the ground. Ruchineged kisei HaKavod tzelem himlichu. Pashup shot, obviously, like we know Menashe, others, they made the Eretz Yisrael, they made the Beis HaMikdash a makom of idol worship. First Beis HaMikdash, by the second Beis HaMikdash. The Nefesh HaChaim says that there's another Kodesh Kedoshim. The Ikar Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's our head. It's where the Neshama is Mechubar into our guf. He explains when a person has hirurim roim, it's like, it's much worse than what Titus did. It's much worse than bringing a zayin of the base kodesh gadashim. You brought it into where your neshama comes into your head. Tzelem beheichal, an idol in the heichal. Their actions showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash that there are other more important things than the Bari Olam. Even if it's just in your mind that there's something more important. Connected Kisei HaKavod, the Neshama is connected to the Kisei HaKavod, Tzelem Himlichu. And why did it happen? B'chalulam Tanai. Because they destroyed, they ignored. They were mechalal the Tanai, Asher Choizin Imlichu, that the prophet said. V'nom, they said, Imbuchuka Esai Teilechu. Just be a Melim B'Torah. Learn my Torah. Keep my Torah. And everything will be okay. Why did you argue? This is the theme throughout. I'm just going to speak out one more paragraph. The theme without, you'll see over and over. A person has to look at himself. They say the first step to recovery. He's admitting you have an issue. You don't admit you have an issue, there's, no one can help you. Miyedchem haisa zois, aval hashemim anachnu, aval chatanu. Ve'yumel la'obak mitram, because of our actions, Kadosh Baruch Hu switched rain for dust, for dirt. Chelep, v'nasati gishmechem bi'itam. You switched what could have been Menasati Gishmechem Be'itam. I once saw from Moshe Feinstein, he says, what's the Gishmechem Be'itam in Kriya Shema? We just say Matar, we don't say Git Matarchem. What's the Gishmechem, your reign? Moshe explains exactly what we see here in the Kino. That your Maisim Toivim, make it rain. It's yours. It's Gishmechem. If you follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Toiv will be. If you don't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will not have Toiv. Our actions directly affect the world. It's just parts of two paragraphs. It's very, very long. But I think this is a very important lesson for Tisha B'Av. If we realize that Toiv and Kirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tali in our Maisim, then you do Maisim Toivim, that's what you want. These Psukim all go through Parshas Bechu Kosai. That's you'll notice the end of every paragraph, or Parshas Psukim. At the end, then it says, Ne'idach Vimlo Sishmu, it goes through the Klavos, the beginning where all the brachas that you exchanged, and the end is Klalas. We lay in every year at Parshas Bechu Kosai. The Haftoch is still there, nothing changed. So the Mechaber is just telling us, Bechu Kosai Teleichu, if you get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you follow His ways, that we can get back to the Toiv that we've lost.
Hey, Chosipad. Hey, Chosipad.